Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
There we go to Mike in Colorado on a wild card line on Coast to Coast. Mike?
Oh, good evening, Ian. Thank you so much for taking my call. A comment, and then I'll get to my questions. So when we talk about kind of one-hit wonders of the 90s, it's really interesting because when you look at one-hit wonder songs of the 90s and one-hit wonder songs of today, they're a lot different. Some of my favorite from the 90s were, I don't know if you remember the song Breathless from the Coors and Bop by Hanson. And
but neither of those are one-hit wonder bands. See, honestly, that's interesting because it happens that people say that, and that one of the things that, like, although they are not as big a hits, they do have, I mean, for example, Hanson had other songs that charted. Right. And so then it begins this whole conversation of what really constitutes a one-hit wonder. Is it really just one big hit? Or just because there's been plenty of bands who only had one hit, period, and that was it. But other bands are called one-hit wonders, but they had other songs that were popular in the top 20. Right. They just didn't make it in the top 10.
So I was going to ask, what are some of your favorite one-hit wonders? And also, I was kind of wondering how you got your start in the industry. I'm a big fan of yours, and I really enjoy radio myself. So,
well, you're nice. You know, so I teach radio, too, here at Kansas State University, and I mentor and I coach other people in their careers wherever possible, whenever they ask. I don't barge in where I'm not needed. But what I did, of course, was what we have, you know, when I started was back in 1974 at my high school, because we had a high school radio station at New Trier East, just north of Chicago. I grew up not too far away from the Home Alone house in Winnetka. But that was part of a legacy system. Right. So we look at different the way the industry has changed. There's been a lot of disruption to the original legacy system of radio, which was you work in the smallest markets and you work your way up to the biggest. Well, so many small markets are so fully automated that you don't have a chance to go and, play it. If we were going to use that as a baseball analogy, at the single A or double A level, they just, many of those stations just don't have that kind of training ground. So
and
really,
also,
go ahead.
Go ahead, sorry. sorry.
No, no, please.
I was going to say certain people in the radio industry, like Howard Stern, for example, make it impossible for anyone to be successful in a certain market. Like when he was in New York, I mean, you know, Steve Dahl, I know you worked at WGN. I mean, they make it so hard for anyone to break in to the industry.
But Dahl crushed Howard Stern in Chicago. Stern never caught on in Chicago. Because Steve Dahl did that first. And there's a lot of people who say that Howard Stern used to listen to Dahl or get tapes of Dahl and was copying, because Dahl was on the air, you know, at least 10 years before Stern caught on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that part is interesting. But your point about syndicated product, it definitely kept more people off the air. And this is part of the same ongoing problem, that it's also a blessing. But even here's a show like Coast to Coast. We're on 600 radio stations. So some of those stations used to have live overnight people that they don't have anymore. So I benefit too from that same legacy. For today, for anybody who's trying to get into it, the first thing you got to start doing is podcasting. And you can podcast starting tomorrow, and you can work on your chops, and you can get
great. You know what I just read? An interesting article about AM radio going all digital. It's going to be all digital in 5 years, they predict. And it's really an interesting kind of topic, because I could definitely see AM going all digital, because you think most of the replays on the AM radio are already uploaded to a podcast where you can listen to it again. So it's kind of unfortunate, but I think that's the route it's going.
Well, I think there's even evidence. I mean, the digitization of the AM band, it follows what's happened in Europe, where there's already that pursuit happened a while ago. I think the bigger challenge coming up is whether AM radio is going to disappear completely, and the successful AM stations are going to move on to FM, and that is a migration which may be precipitated by the FCC's need for more bandwidth for other things. So I don't know that that's going to save AM, but I know the reason why you talk about that, and that's because, you know, the signal strength and other problems associated with AM, and especially in steel box buildings and all of the RF that's out there. I wrote a paper on that about the future of AM radio 2 or 3 years into my PhD program. So if you Googled my name and then I forget what the... But if you Google my name and then put in FCC and AM radio, I think you'd find that there'll be an article that'll pop up.
I've actually read part of it. It's a brilliant thesis.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, you're one of the most intelligent minds in radio.
It's nice you to say that. But that was really informative to me as I interviewed all of these programmers around the country and to them trying to figure out exactly what the future of the band is. So digitization, yes, maybe. But I think there's even a greater chance that you're going to see a migration to the FM and then more satellite radio taking up the slack too. So, but there's room for everybody. I got to die one of these days or get shot or something. So, you know, I would be out there practicing just in case I need you to call you off the bench. It could happen.
All right. Well, as always, thanks for taking my call.
No, thank you. Appreciate that. That's nice of you. But that's, you know, back to that original point, though, about one-hit wonders. That is something I always love. I love to look up bands that I think of as one-hit wonders, and then I find that they had like either a top 10 hit before their number one, or some their follow-up hit, their sophomore song or album, was actually pretty good. So there's some interesting examples out there. Always look it up before you assume they just had one hit. And of course, a lot of bands had, you know, a billion hits in other countries and only one here. So where do you count those people? I don't know.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.